the Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, with the old Hank Williams tune there, Your Cheatin' Heart. Some more letters from listeners, and letters from listeners I absolutely love to get. So the more of them you send in, the happier you'll make me. Don't forget our address. Well, it's the World of Country, Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranley, GU67BG in England. And David Ince of Woolton Hill, Newbury in England, wrote saying, it has been recently drawn to my attention that your radio station, that's Radio Fax, has been airing repeats of our good friend Radio Caroline. Well, I'm sure we do have parts of Radio Caroline from time to time on our various programs, and therefore, could you please let me know what time the programs are transmitted? Well, I'm sure, once again, our good friends in the office at Radio Fax have now let David know what time they are on. I would also be extremely grateful for any information on your own schedule, especially, and he's especially interested in rock and in country music shows. So thank you very much, David. That's David Ince of Woolton Hill, Newbury in the UK. And now one from the Emerald Isle itself, from Ireland, from Simon Maher, Ballybrack in Dublin City, the capital of Ireland. And a long note from Simon, and it ends up, said, I'm looking forward to hearing from you soon. And in the meantime, keep up the excellent work with the Radio Fax. Sure we will, Simon. And he said he thoroughly enjoys the program Spark, Paul B, Tommy Murphy, and in brackets, Mighty Man Tommy, Triple R, and all the other programs on Radio Fax. Thank you for being there. You're more than welcome, Simon. Thank you for being there, for listening to us. And now for Simon and all the Irish listeners, a reminder that Emmylou Harris and the Nashville Band are coming to Belfast on Thursday, the 17th of September, and to Dublin on Friday, the 18th. That's Emmylou Harris and her Nashville Band will be in Belfast on Thursday, the 17th of September, and Dublin on the 18th. This is the World of Country Music on Radio Fax. I'm Tommy Murphy.
Pretend you're happy when you do. It isn't very hard to do. And you'll find happiness without an end whenever you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream. It's never bad as it may seem. The little things you haven't got can be a lot if you would pretend.
To feature the name Smith a lot, because we've got two tracks from two different artists with the surname Smith. Starting off with Margot Smith and Little Things Mean a Lot.
Blow me a kiss from across the room and say I love you. at night when I'm not.
Touch my hair as you pass my chair, little flame, Nina Long. Give me your arm as we cross the street.
Doing all I can to fight the pain. plane.
Two ladies with the surname Smith. The first one was Margot, and she sang Little Things Mean a Lot. And then on Step One Records, it was Sammy Smith and the Cowboy from Wyoming. This is the World of Country Music on Radio Facts, 3910-6205 and 12255. I'm Tommy Murphy. Back to our very welcome letters from our listeners. And this one is from Belgium. And I know I'm going to get the name of the town in Belgium totally wrong, but I hope you'll bear with me. It comes from Chris Debro of Eghezy in Belgium. I'm sure that's wrong, but it's Eghezee in Belgium. Thank you very much, Chris, for your card, and most special thank you for the cassette tape which you sent me, where you recorded in France on the N117 in France with the Mobile DX. And we were delighted to get it. Lovely to hear something like that. So once again, thank you very much indeed, Chris. I'm not going to chance the name of the town again, because I'm sure it's a mile out. You will forgive me. But as I said, thank you for the cards, and most especially for the cassette. And now one from a little nearer home, Windsor in England. And this letter comes, says, I'm still enjoying your programs. And I even enjoy the country music program, even though it's not my particular cup of tea. Well, thank you for enjoying the program, and even if it's not your cup of tea. But that's Mark, and he is G00IW at GB7VMR in Windsor in the UK. And what have we for all of you good people? I think it's Dave Dudley. Indeed it is. He's standing by ready to sing Truck Driving's Son of a Gun.
Okay.
dealing.
That's a kissing thief.
And a wheeling dealing. And a truck driving son of a gun. I mean Tim.
That's a truck driving son of a gun there. And it came from Dave Dudley. You're listening to the World of Country Music, and right now it's time for us to head off to Los Angeles, California, and meet Bob Kingsley, as Bob talks now to, or talks about, rather, Keith Whitley.
Home Center. RCA Records has recently released a new collection of songs recorded by the late Keith Whitley. It was produced by Garth Fundis, who produced Keith's last two albums, including four number one hits beginning in 1988 with Don't Close Your Eyes. And during our last interview with Keith, he told us that he picked Garth out of three producers that he was considering at the time.
So I called all three of them. They were all three interested. I was going to have each of them make me up a tape of material that they would record on me, were we to start working together next week. I said, you know, if we were going to go in the studio next week. Well, I talked to Garth first. Garth was the one that I knew the least about. I was familiar with his work with Don Williams. He had an excellent reputation as being a real hard worker, but I hadn't met him personally. I didn't know very much about him, but we set up a meeting right here, and we talked. I played him a couple of things that I had already found. He sent me a tape the next day for me to take out on the road with me and listen to, of stuff that he felt, you know, I could do. First song on that tape was Don't Close Your Eyes. So I didn't even pursue talking to anybody else.
That's from our last visit with Keith Whitley. Keith on selecting Garth Fundis, the producer who helped him become a major star. I'm Bob Kingsley for America's Music Makers.
Bob Kingsley talking today to Keith Whitley. The late Keith Whitley, in fact. And now Keith Williams of Creek near Wrexham in Clwyd, North Wales, in the UK. And Keith went on to say, I listened to your program and really enjoyed the country music. I'm delighted, Keith. Always delighted when people enjoy the country music. I'm just a beginner at shortwave, and my set is an old Philips four-band radio cassette. The only shortwave facility I have got is for the 16-meter band. From the 16 to the 49-meter band with just a built-in telescopic aerial, but I can record whatever I tune into. Chris goes on to say, tell us where he lives. It's on the Welsh border between Wrexham and Ostrey, I think that's how you pronounce it, and not a very good spot for picking up signals. Well, you are in the mountains. And surrounded by mountains there, Keith. But keep on trying. And as long as you tune in Radio Facts, we'll have plenty of the very programs for you. Goodbye for now, says Keith. We'll keep on listening to you. Signed, Keith Williams. Thank you very much, Keith, and you're more than welcome. Lovely to have you along, and delighted that you enjoy the country music. Here's some more country music for you. It comes from Sleepy LaBeef, and it's called Blackland Farmer. That's the Blackland Farm. And now it's time for some back-to-back country music. We have come up for the Kendalls, Charlie Watch, and Merle Haggard. Starting with the Kendalls.
Thank you.
Merle Haggard, Love Me Tender. Before that again, it was Charlie Rich and My Heart Cries for You. And starting off that three were the Kindles with a never-ending song of love. Here comes Teresa Brewer, A Woman's World. On the world of country music, of course.
It's been when you
Country stars. Her name is Carmen Westfall. She comes from Canada. The tune is called Your Old Girlfriend, and it's on the Reba Record label. Carmen Westfall, Your Old Girlfriend. Here's Carl Perkins. He wrote himself called Turn Around.
Thank you.
Playing of Sonny James on a Kris Kristofferson song called For the Good Times. You're listening to The World of Country on Radio Fax 396205 and 12255. Our address is Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranley, GU6, 7BG in England.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you and the kindness you showed? I've needed you so.
what I've been through myself on my way back to you.
David Allan Coe with another Kris Kristofferson song. That one was called Why Me Lord. This is the World of Country Music, and this is a letter from Spain, from Francisco Criado Martinez of Madrid in sunny Spain. And very welcome to the program, Francisco. Francisco was listening on a frequency of 3910 in Madrid in Spain on a Grundig Satellite International 650. With a long wire aerial. And Francisco gives us details of the program, the World of Country Music that he was listening to, and what does he say about it? Well, he must have enjoyed it because he kept on listening to it, and he apologizes for his English not being too good. Well, I can tell you, Francisco, that your English is much better than my Spanish. Although I have learned, I suppose, we have all learned little bits of Spanish over the last few weeks watching the Olympic Games from that beautiful city of Barcelona in Spain. And thank you to the Spanish people for bringing that to us. And thank you, Francisco, for writing from another beautiful city in Spain, Madrid. Now, some music for Francisco. And here's Tanya Tucker. You don't have to say you love me. As long as you love the program, that's the main thing.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone? And now
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello. I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by. In a dimly lit corner at a place outside of town, tonight we'll try to say goodbye again. But I know it's not over. I'll call tomorrow night. I can't let you go, so I pretend. Just walk on by. Wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by. Wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
Leroy Van Dyke with a former country number one called Walk On By on the World of Country. This is the World of Country, the number one country music show on shortwave radio across Europe and right around the world. I'm Tommy Murphy. Why not let me know what's happening on the country music scene in your country? Send me news of bands, singers, recordings, clubs, and especially country music charts. Send them to Tommy Murphy, The World of Country, Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranley, GU6, 7BG in England. And it's the same address if you want a special record or a particular country artist that you would like me to feature. The same address, write to me, Tommy Murphy, Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranley, GU6, 7BG in England. Love to hear from you. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, Charlie Walker.
Thank you. Crying in the Rain from Charlie Walker, although we normally associate that particular song with Willie Nelson. Now another letter, this time from Germany, Hamburg in fact, and from Thomas Schmitz. I hope that's pronounced correctly. Thomas, welcome to the program. Great to have you with the Radio Facts. Thomas was listening on 3910 and on a Grundig Yachtboy 220 with a telescopic aerial. He was listening to the world of country music and he said, good signal on 3910 in Hamburg in Germany. You're very welcome, Thomas, to Radio Facts and especially to the world of country music. Some country music for you comes from B.J. Thomas and is called Crying. Thomas Crying, a song written by the late Roy Orbison. Now here is Roy with the tune which was written by Singleton and McCoy and is called Trying to Get to You.
Well, I've been traveling all the world. Now even through the valley too. Well, I've been
only. That's Roy Orbison and Trying to Get to You on the World of Country Music on Radio Fax. Still to come on the program, America's Music Makers with Bob Kingsley. And of course, your very, very welcome letters to the program. Like this one from Paul McKenna of Nelson, Lancashire in England. And Paul says, "Dear sirs, I've been listening to Radio Fax for about 2 months now, and I'm very happy to be able to report that reception on 6205 is very good indeed here in northeast Lancashire during daylight hours, because after around about 18:30, the reception goes down due to interference from other less interesting foreign stations." Well, Paul, you might try 3910 or 12255 at night, you never know. Paul goes on to say, "I find Radio Fax broadcasts to be generally interesting to me. I listen in particular for Sparks, the archive programs, and also for the World of Country, even though I myself am not that interested in the music. I do, however, have a wide appreciation of good music." Well, thank you very much, Paul. Always like to hear from people who have an appreciation of good music, and American country music is good music. And this is probably why I have got bored with other radio stations on other wave bands. I listen on an electronically unmodified Hitachi 612 radio cassette unit using the set's inbuilt telescopic antenna, although together with a homemade array of 2 5-meter wires, one hung from the first floor window and the other out a ventilation grill. I find all your programs to be of a professional nature and to be better than certain other radio stations operating on the more mass market wavelengths. In addition to Radio Fax, I have received DMR, I believe they're from Dublin, Ireland, on 6220 and Radio Caroline on 6305, although these are only available at the weekends. And that's about all I have on shortwave so far. On FM in Lancashire, I can receive no fewer than 3 IRL stations, and they are Radio Wave, Rock FM, and Pulse FM. And that came from Paul McKenna, Nelson, Lancashire in England. And I believe Paul has Irish connections, that his dad comes from Ireland. And Paul will be visiting the Emerald Isle later on in the year. Now, we mentioned in Willie Nelson just a little while ago. Well, Willie is involved 3 ways in the next tune, 2 tunes. First of all, he wrote this one, he's going to sing it himself, it's called Nightlife. And then he wrote the next one, which will be sung by Loretta Lynn. But first, it's Willie Nelson and Nightlife on the World of Country. Radio Fax 3910-6205 and 12255.
When the evening sun goes down, you will find me hanging down
on the nightlife.
Ain't a good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me,
used to be,
and the nightlife ain't a good life, but it's my life. Listen to the blues they're playing. Listen to what those are saying. Just
another scene from the world of broken dreams. And the nightlife ain't a good life, but it's my life.
Thought you might like to know about the schedule of programs on Radio Fax. Well, on Mondays and Tuesdays there's a program called Sparks, and that's all science, technology, media and technical news, and a very interesting programs they are indeed. They are on Mondays and Tuesdays. On Wednesdays you have the world of country music, our Radio Days from the Archives, that's alternative weeks. On Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays, now they're you get a jumble of programs there. They switch around quite a lot. You have Jody's Rock Show. You have Red Sands, the Triple R, Falcon, Paul McLaren, Gary Stevens, Possession is 9/10 of the Law, and other programs from independent producers. On Sundays, it's Classic Gold, a feature with Paul Bentley. And on Sunday evenings, Reflections. So there's a whole host of great programs every week, 24 hours a day, on Radio Fax, 3910-6205 and 12255.
Nighttime is cry time for me. Nighttime is play time for you. I'll tell you for me.
Time is cry time. Here's Roy Drusky. If the whole world.
If the whole world stopped loving, how long would living go on? Have you ever stopped to wonder what kind?
Everlasting, everlasting love, deep inside, high above, everlasting, everlasting. nothing ever seems to feel the same. But as long as I'm alive and you're dancing in my eyes, let the changes keep on coming and our steadfast love abide. Everlasting, everlasting love. Everlasting, everlasting love. Deep inside you, the one I love. Everlasting, everlasting love. Deep inside, I love. Everlasting, everlasting love. Deep inside you, the one I love.
That's called Everlasting Love, and it came from George Hamilton IV. Now, here's a question that I've asked many times before and still haven't got an answer to. Whatever or whoever was George Hamilton I, the second, and the third? Now, honestly, I need to know, and if you know anything about either George Hamilton I, George Hamilton II, or George Hamilton III, then please write to me, Tommy Murphy, The World of Country, Radio Facts, The Forge, Cranley, GU6, 7BG, in England. Maybe some of George Hamilton's big fans, especially in the UK, may know something about the previous George Hamiltons, and I'd love to know. You're listening to The World of Country, the number one country music show on shortwave radio across Europe and right around the world. Here's Billy Crash Craddock and A Tear Fell.
Take the ribbons
1976, Mel Tillis and The Morning After Baby Let Me Down. You're listening to The World of Country. Now here's Johnny Cash and Folsom Prison Blues.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama
mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. And smoking big cigars, well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me.
But it ain't no gag. How come you always
back. Remember back in Nashville when we picked up them two? That old ugly one for me and the pretty one for you. Well, Joe, I bought the gas, and it was my car. And I got stuff for all the beer at the bar. Yeah, you were up front playing lover's tag, while I was in the back seat just holding the bag. Don't you know it's getting pretty heavy to drag? You think it's funny, but it ain't no gag. How come you always leave me holding the bag? Remember when I needed your alibi? My wife called you up and you didn't lie. Now that's not as bad as when you had me to drive. I ended up with that DWI.
That's Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley, and You Always Leave Me Holding the Bag on the World of Country Music. Here's one that's not really a country tune, but it's a great country singer, T.G. Shepherd, and The Walk of Life.
Yeah, you do the walk.